I think I told at a fairly early stage, because, before things got too serious, she wasn't in the slightest bothered. In fact, she virtually brushed it aside. But the very interesting thing was that in the early days of knowing her, and while I was at Harrow, I actually went into hospital for restabilization. This was the first time I'd actually been back in since University College Hospital, and in fact, the third time out of three that I've ever been in for stabilization. And I went into Watford Hospital for, I don't know, a couple of weeks, I suppose. And by this time, things had changed quite dramatically. I'd become resistant to globulin insulin. And I switched to PZI. So I was having soluble and PZI. And Lisa told me I would never become resistant to soluble because there was nothing in it to cause any problems. I was restabilized. Now, I can't say positively whether I was restabilized on PZI in this spell at Watford, or whether I was already on it and it just needed some adjustment. I just can't recall. But I was certainly in there for a fortnight, but they didn't keep you in bed. They realized that you needed to move around, and they actually sent me home for some afternoons sometimes. And that was okay. And my wife-to-be used to come to see me while I was in there.
What years are we talking about?
This would be about 1966, I would guess. Early 66 it would be, maybe something like January, February 66.
Was it a specialist diabetic clinic?
No, I obviously had been referred to the hospital by the diabetic clinic in Watford, where I'd been going for some while, every 6 months, and they decided that I ought to go in for a period of stabilisation. But I don't think it was a specialist unit.
Are there any other changes that we ought to note for 1966, for example? Was the diet any less strict?
I think it may have been slightly less strict. I don't think at that stage they'd gone on to what we call healthy diets. I think they were still measuring calories. But whereas previously particular items of food had been measured in number of calories and in groups and so on, I think that was starting to get less strict. I mean, they didn't say so, but I gained the impression that was so from reading the diabetic magazine and so on. So I think changes were taking place very, very gradually.